All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are halfway through November. Woo! Yeah.
This has been every day.
Every day we're doing
you
this.
You and me.
I mean, we've just basically been here in the studio.
Even know how you have a voice anymore.
I know.
Because you're not only doing the Daily Drip.
Yes.
You're doing CFD After Dark with
yes.
a group of us.
Yes.
You're also doing Podcast for Good with Heather.
Yes.
Like, all you do is speak.
I mean, I love talking, though.
Well, you know who loves listening?
What's that?
Grandparents.
Aw.
Who you should visit.
Yes. Visit your grandparents more often. Call your grandma.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah,
it's
you
important.
Should. Yeah.
Because they want to listen to you.
That's right.
That's why it's a perfect segue to talk about
the Wallingford Community Center. It's a senior center.
It is a senior center.
That's right. Okay, so the senior center builds communities across generations and fosters healthy, secure, positive aging. They aim to create an inclusive, vibrant, age-friendly organization that helps people connect, engage, and expand their horizons. At their center, seniors make social connections, eat healthy meals, stay mentally and physically active, and learn about available resources.
They actually served about over 15,000 participants last year,
yes.
Which were actually part of the many different programs that they have at the senior center. They range from 50 and up with nearly 800 additional community members who take advantage of the programs and facilities. Some of those programs are, providing hot meals. They help with nutritious lunches, things like that, that can really assist aging seniors in our community. And they actually looks like they support Kitsap in King County.
That's right.
which is awesome, across the water right there.
This is a hugely important organization. This is a pretty big deal because seniors in our community struggle with basic needs: depression, loneliness, social isolation. It's a pretty big deal because there's actually elderly abuse. Let's look at some stats on elderly abuse. 1 in 10 Americans over 60 experience elderly abuse.
That's really sad.
That's really sad. And 60% of those cases, a friggin' family member is responsible for it. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Financial abuse and fraud actually costs older Americans between $2.9 billion and $36 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? Elders who have been abused have a 300% higher risk of death. That is according to the National Council on Aging.
You know, so I was at the bank the other day.
Yes.
I'm not going to name the bank. It's not my bank.
Okay.
But, like, this lady, really old lady.
Yeah.
She's just cute old granny.
Yeah.
She's at the counter, and she was, like, talking about her bank and, like, her, like, checking account. She's like, no, I had X amount of money in my account. And they're like, no, ma'am. And she's like, well, can you help me? Can you have someone help me?
Yeah.
They're like, no, ma'am. And I'm
like,
this, can I help her?
Right.
Like, I don't, like, what am I supposed, like, I want to help you. Like, how did all of a sudden you don't have the money?
Yes.
And, you know, she seemed just like, I would look at her across the street and be
oh,
you seem pretty well.
Yeah.
And it just frustrates me seeing that, and if any abuse at all,
but
like, just upfront, like, financially, that just hits my heart a little bit harder. And so when I see people suffering of, like, not understanding of where maybe money went, and, you know, she had a struggling time coming in, so I'm sure that she has help maybe, you know, going out and about, and so it's like, oh no, did someone take
your money
and, like, and then why can't someone help you? And like, you're not going to sit with her. And
so why don't you people think a second time around before you start complaining that some old lady is stuck in the fast lane of the highway.
Yeah. Go call your grandma.
I have done that too, though.
I have. But then I didn't know.
Right. Now
but
I know.
Now I know. But the thing is that I think elderly abuse is something that really doesn't get talked about.
I know.
Because I'm being honest with you, I don't think that the victims also talk about it.
Yes.
I think
it's
of a proud generation people. That's a proud person that, you know, they don't want to talk about because they don't want to cause trouble.
That's
And I can say from my own family is that's what's happened.
Yep.
Is it went from something's happening and you go, well, Grandma, why didn't you say anything? Well, I don't want to cause
I didn't want
trouble.
To say anything.
And you're like, I didn't want to give him in trouble.
That's
and, you know, we see that across many different victims.
Yeah.
But it does happen in the elderly.
Yeah.
And it's just really sad.
That's really tough.
And particularly when family members don't know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a big frustrating frustration, and it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. So why don't you hit us with the donation impact that the Wallingford Community Senior Center actually gave us?
So donations for them will really actually help to do hot, nutritious lunches. They gave us a giving impact for $50. Again, that would be, could do $5, $10 for a sustainable gift each month. And that can help for the very lowest income seniors for a month.
For 1 month.
1 month. $50.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, this senior center, it really does help with the different types of programs they have, from emotional and family support. And it's really sad, like the isolation that older seniors can to go through. Right. It's really important to remember their family.
Yeah.
You know?
We have to take care of them.
We do. They took care of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now.
Let's be honest. They babysat you.
Yeah. They did babysit you.
They probably helped you tie your shoes.
You're damn right.
I know mine did.
Call your grandma.
Call your grandma.
Right. So if you liked what you heard about the Wallingford Community Senior Center, you're listening to this through iTunes, go ahead and go to the website, start giving to them, or you can give directly using the link underneath this particular podcast if you're listening through the website. As always,
please rate and review us, and let's end this with it's the Daily Drip.
This is the Daily Drip. Call your grandma.
Call your grandma or grandpa or both. Yeah. Get them on speaker. They can't hear. Just kidding. I love you, grandma.
That's right. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.